It is.
Now, we've been talking the past few weeks about 1KC and the new branding and what that means for the community. And there is so much fun stuff and great stuff going on at the moment. How's that all going?
Well, what I thought we'd talk about today is our new website, which is 1KC.com.au. And so you can go to 1KC.com.au and it'll take you to all of the sites.
Okay.
All of the websites for all of our facilities.
Good.
So there's one sort of central place to go.
Yep.
Eventually, we'll expand that to be just 1KC website that's got everything on it, but we're not quite there yet.
Okay.
And so with that, you know, going to the one spot, which is right here, right now, I thought we'd talk about all the facilities.
Great.
And what they do.
Perfect.
And we've got the big ones, and that's KC Race and KC Arc.
Yep.
So we might deal with those later, because knowing you and me, we'll talk about all of the others.
Yeah.
And there'll be no time left at
the
end.
Good.
So, the first one was Olive Road Sporting Complex.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a new one for us.
Okay.
We've just recently picked it up. It's in Eumemmering, just near Doveton there.
Yep.
It's a four-court netball stadium.
Oh.
So, we don't man it all the time, and we're running it out of Endeavour Hills.
Oh.
But if you need a court, if you want some space to play netball, we can't do basketball because we haven't got the basketball rings there.
Yep.
But you might want to play futsal, practice indoor cricket. We've got a running group, as Matt Hanton told us the other week, running out of there.
Yep.
But just contact Endeavour Hills Leisure Centre and they'll be able to steer you in the right direction.
Okay.
Now, the interesting thing about Olive Road Sporting Complex...
It sounds like a bit of an introvert,
is that it's not in Olive Road.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's in Frawley Road in Eumemmering. And but it's next to the Olive Road Reserve.
Okay.
And hence its name.
Gotcha. Okay.
So it's a really exciting one for us. It had been managed by the Berwick Netball Association. And the council said, look, you know, they're doing a great job, but we want to take it a bit further, get more people in there. And so we've taken over that. And they're just about to redo the 10 outdoor netball courts there. So 10 outdoor netball courts will be done probably by the start of next year. So,
amazing.
So that's exciting.
That is good.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that there was that much going on down there. So,
so that's what I mean. We talk about various aspects of things. We don't know the centres well enough.
Yep.
The next one's probably the Berwick Leisure Centre.
Yes.
Which is at Berwick Secondary College.
This is now, where I think about gymnastics. Yes.
Well, that's pretty much what we do there.
Yep.
is gymnastics. During the day, it's used by the school.
Yep.
After hours, we have control of it.
Okay.
So essentially, it's gymnastics. And I'll talk about that in a minute. But there are also a few community spaces that if you need a room or there's a kitchen there, you need to hire, you want somewhere to meet or have a little social function, then contact the guys at the Berwick Leisure Centre.
Okay.
And you can do that through 1KC.com.au.
Love this. Love this. This is awesome. Okay.
And go along there. But at Berwick Leisure Centre, we've cracked the 1,000 gymnastic members.
Have you really?
Yeah, it's really amazing considering that it's a set up, pack up facility.
Yeah.
To have over 1,000 members, and I think we had 1,006 the other day when I was having a look, is quite incredible.
That
and they
is.
Do an amazing job there. And it's everything from Ed Gym, you know, which is the little ones, right through to some competition, you know. And
how many days a week does that run?
Seven.
Yeah, right. Okay.
We introduced Sunday late last year.
Yeah.
Just because we didn't have room for more people.
That's a lot of people.
It is. It's a massive amount. And we're looking at expanding both our Saturday and Sunday classes there very soon. So,
okay.
So, because we've got a waiting list and we don't like people on a waiting list because they want to do it. We want them in.
Yeah.
So we're expanding our classes
there. Wow.
So that's Berwick Leisure Centre.
That's the extrovert. Yep. Okay.
Yeah. We've got the Endeavour Hills Leisure Centre as well.
Yep.
And Endeavour Hills, it's a great little facility. It's behind the Endeavour Hills Shopping Centre.
I know where you are, yep.
It's a little sort of a hidden away place, but next to the library and the neighbourhood house.
Mm-hmm.
And that's got the health club, so a great little gym, a very dynamic group fitness program.
Yep.
So that's, we've got just over... just under 900 members there at Endeavour Hills Leisure Centre, health and wellness members. So, great gym. We've got the gymnastics there, which we've got over 900 members at Endeavour Hills Leisure Centre. We have got a little bit of space there, so if you want to do gymnastics, you're probably more likely to get into Endeavour Hills than Berwick.
Mm-hmm.
But so we have the gymnastics, and we have two court stadium there.
Okay.
So people do hire that out, and that's very busy.
Okay.
So we're actually sending people down to Olive Road when they when they inquire about Endeavour Hills Leisure Centre. And of course, and Hillary would kill me if I forgot the childcare at Endeavour Hills.
Do not forget, this is important stuff.
Look, I have to mention childcare at Endeavour Hills.
Yep.
At Casey Ark, and Trish doesn't like it when I forget childcare.
Okay.
And which I never do, of course.
Never.
And we have it also here at Casey Race. So
The thing I love so much, and you just think, childcare, yep, that's great. But it is so important because it gives mums and dads that time that they need by themselves. And the kids benefit as well. It's just a win-win.
Look, it is. It's great. I love when I was centre manager of Casey Race.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get it to do it often, but I just walked down.
Yep.
And I walk in the childcare area, and you've got all these kids with big smiles on their faces. Some of them are engrossed in whatever they're doing, and they're generally educational to a certain degree. What the activities they're doing, you've got they're a special kind of person who can look after children
Absolutely.
Day in day out.
Yep.
So
yes,
lovely, lovely childcare instructors there. So yeah, childcare is pretty amazing. So yeah, that's Endeavour Hills Leisure Centre.
Yep.
And of course, and we've been dealing with our stadia contract, and the last one is Casey Stadium,
which is
right next door to here.
It's so just our neighbours.
10-court basketball netball stadium. We also run a number of access all abilities programs through Casey Stadium.
Yeah.
So now it's the exciting news there. It's just about to go through stage two.
Yep.
And we're going to add a brand new gymnastics facility there.
Okay.
A new small show court for basketball netball.
Okay.
And an indoor cricket / futsal facility. And we're talking to Melbourne Stars. So we're hoping to bring Melbourne Stars, and they'll be associated with the cricket area, the indoor cricket area as well. So really exciting. That'll open start of next year.
And the cricket season will kind of creep up on us before we know it, won't
absolutely,
it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So, Casey Stadium, keep your eyes out there. Of course, we've got Casey Basketball Association, Casey Netball Association, and all of the thousands of people that they drag through their facilities in their domestic and representative competitions there.
Yeah.
Then we've got our small outdoor pool, Doveton Pool in the Park in Doveton. And what an important community facility it is. It really is. You know, sits next to Doveton College, who we have a great partnership with and very popular during the summer.
Mm.
And then we have the beasts.
Oh, the beasts.
The beasts of Casey Ark and Casey Race. And we talk a lot about
we
them.
We do.
And, you know, massive aquatic facilities, great big health clubs.
Yep.
Both have childcare, as we've mentioned. There is meeting room space there. You know, there's amazing group fitness programs. You know, at Ark, we've got the virtual bikes,
yes.
We've got the virtual group fitness at Race, we've got the virtual RPM studio, you know, so amazingly big facilities and, you know, that's the wet and... What the width? The width and breadth of of the YMCA Casey facilities that we manage on behalf of the City of Casey.
And I think one of the most important parts about this whole, you know, your whole organisation is the fact that your staff are just incredible. So I think that it really makes all the difference. You can have state-of-the-art everything, but if the right people are not in there, you don't have anything.
You're exactly right. Mm. We have approximately 750 staff.
Your staff are incredible.
It fluctuates.
Yep.
And I would say that they're all amazing. Mm-hmm. And they are all passionate in what they do, whether that's swim teaching, gym instructors, looking after the kids, providing great customer service at the front desk. They are all fantastic.
Absolutely.
Now, just before we wrap up, because I'm sure we've got to wrap up very, very soon.
Yes.
Tonight's very exciting. Our Men of Doveton, our second program starts tonight. Yeah, so at Doveton College.
Mo
runs it.
And
Tori organises it behind the scenes. But those two do an amazing job. And we've got approximately 30 people in that program.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and our first program, which we had 15,
you
know, it had amazing results. So
brilliant.
Just the amazing influence it has on their lives, their families' lives, the community in general is fantastic.
We'll look forward to hearing updates about how that's going and maybe get Mo in.
I'll look next Monday, Mo will be here.
Love it. Love it. Thank you, Barry.
I'll